I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. In 1973, Roe v. Wade made abortion legal in the U.S. But legal and accessible, they're not always the same thing. Some states are passing legislation aimed at restricting abortion. The latest is Ohio, where two bills to limit abortion just landed on the governor's desk. As The World's Allison Herrera reports, that has some women in need turning to an unexpected place for help.
When Marie found out she was pregnant, she thought,
why you keep doing this to yourself? So that was really going through my mind and saying, I really can't afford taking care of a child.
Marie was 19 when the pregnancy test she took in the bathroom of the restaurant where she worked came out positive. It was the second time she needed an abortion. But this time, she wasn't going to a clinic.
A lot of stigma, a lot of judging, a lot of you going to hell because you're getting a baby.
Marie isn't her real name. She asked me to use a pseudonym to protect her privacy. That stigma and judging is why she decided to have a do-it-yourself abortion at home, using two pills, mifepristone and misoprostol. The pills cause heavy bleeding and cramping, basically inducing a miscarriage.
When it started, it felt really painful, knowing anything can go wrong. But
Marie lives in one of the U.S. states that have either introduced legislation to ban abortion or made it difficult to get one. In some cases, there's just one abortion provider for the entire state. Another barrier for some women is cost, says Rebecca Gompertz.
That they cannot afford to pay for an abortion, that they don't have $600, or also that they cannot travel like ours.
Gompertz is a Dutch doctor based in Amsterdam who runs an online service called Women on Web.
And Women on Web is a telemedical abortion service that is now existing since 12 years.
Gompertz's group does online medical consultations and sends abortion pills to women in countries like Poland and El Salvador, where abortion is highly restricted or outlawed.
And we're helping women around the world that cannot access abortion services.
Lately, they've expanded the service to women in another country, the United States, even though abortion is legal here.
We got feedback from women that the pharmacies that are existing aren't still too expensive because they still ask about $250 or $300. So I, as a doctor, I felt a moral obligation to help.
The pills and related treatment typically cost between $250 and $600 here in the U.S., Gompertz's service, however, costs about $95. Anti-abortion groups in the U.S. have spoken out against these DIY abortions, saying they endanger women. But Gompertz maintains that's not true. She says that at any point, women using the service can call or Skype with concerns. They also have to live within an hour of a hospital, just in case something does go wrong. And if they need medical attention, Gompertz has this advice.
So we tell women that they should say that they had a miscarriage and that there's no way that any doctor or nurse or whatever can find out that they used the pills.
That's because of another issue, the legal one.
We have been open here since
Katie Knutter works in a clinic in Oklahoma City. In Oklahoma, abortion by telemedicine, talking to a doctor online, is banned. That means using the kind of service Gompertz offers could be punishable by jail time. That's true in 18 other states. And yes, women in the U.S. have gone to jail for this. Knutter says hospitals have reported women suspected of taking the abortion pills at home.
Hospitals were actually responsible for reporting the patients when they sought medical treatment. So it may depend on that. If you do go to a hospital with an anti-choice provider who suspects you might have taken something to end a pregnancy, and if they, you know, want to try and get you in trouble.
Knutter says some of the women who come to her clinic will travel long distances just to avoid that kind of trouble.
And I remember, you know, talking to patients and it's like, you drove however many hours that is, which is, I think it was about six, to take a medication. It was incredible.
Despite the long drives, Knutter says she would still rather see women come to the clinic and get abortion services in person. But for those who don't have that option, Dr. Rebecca Gompertz offers a mail order alternative in about 100 countries, now including the U.S. For The World, I'm Allison Herrera.